In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The 40 days of Great Lent and the 40 days of the season of the Feast of Pascha are something like the bookends on the right and left-hand side of Holy Week and Pascha. On Paschal night, everything is about the experience of the Paschal night. It's not until afterward that we are able to reflect. And there are 40 days of reflection that are still part of the Pascha, where the Pascha is alive in us, or completely forgotten as we finally go about our business of eating meat and living the life of the world. But if Pascha is truly alive in our heart, then the 40 days of the Paschal season are a time of reflection. And on this day, the day when we remember the myrrh bearers who went to the tomb of Christ, where he was laid when he was dead, and he was dead. Sometimes we miss this, you know, he died. He was dead. He did something with death because of who he is, but he was dead. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, Joseph, same person, same Mary, and Salome, mother of James and John, went because they loved him. They didn't stop loving him because he was dead. They loved him. He lived in their hearts as those who die that we love live in our hearts, and we go and we visit the place where they are buried, and bring them alive in our hearts, there at that place. Body and soul brought together, at least in our love of them. And so they went because they loved him. They went because they loved him, even though he was dead. And the focus of St. Nikolai Velimirovich, when he thinks of the visit of the holy myrrh bearers to the tomb, is about the love and care of the dead. The love and the care of the myrrh bearers for their dead Lord. We say automatically dead and risen. But they didn't know of the resurrection. They loved him. And so they went to care for him. They didn't know how they would get beyond the stone, but they loved him so much they had to go anyway. We don't know how we're going to get beyond death, but we love and we care for those who are departed. Regardless, we want to be there. They wanted to be there. Concern for the dead is the theme that St. Nikolai focuses on for this day. Not just care for the dead on our part, or even on the part of the holy myrrh bearers, for their dead Lord, but also the care of God for the dead. Jesus Christ was dead, but because he is who he is, fully God, fully man, he overcame the death of the body and arose. But when it comes to death, there is something more than just the death of the body. Death is not just about the death of the body. When death passed into the world, it changed us inside. It changed our humanity. It cut us off from God. We can be living in the body and be dead inside because the Holy Spirit of God that was breathed into us at the beginning is not present. And so, at the end of the life of the body, we die. God came into the world in order to restore that life in us, so that we could live from his own life, his eternal life. It's what makes life worth living. If we don't have that, we have to make up some way that is worth living for us, at least for a time. It may be some goal. Goals, as soon as we accomplish them, they seem to turn to dust. They seem to turn to ashes. It's in the quest after the thing that we desired that we feel something like life. when we are able to grasp something of the world, whether it's power or whether it's the goods of the world, when finally it's in our grasp, we find that it does not fulfill us. It was the pursuit of life that enlivened us. Christ God does not claim or try to use power over the death of the spirit in the body. He can restore life to his own body and join oneness with his divine life to our life of living physically and bodily in the world, but we have the freedom to choose to live without God. We have the freedom to choose to live without the Holy Spirit of God that God breathed into us to make us fully human at the beginning. Christ comes into the world, we say he is the new Adam. He is the only one who is fully human. Because in him, divine life and human life are one life. The human being is able to live a divine life that comes from God. Without that, the body just ages and dies. But out of love for us and respect for our freedom, God will not force us to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We have to choose life. And this is a fundamental difference between Orthodox and those who are not Orthodox. Outside of Orthodoxy, there is an idea that God can decide who he's going to save and save them virtually against their will. They have no choice. And there is even an argument, I don't understand it, it's not part of Orthodoxy, but there's an argument about whether or not we are free to reject God's will to save us. It's a very strange version of free will. Our idea is that we, in order to have salvation, in order to live a life that has the life of salvation through it, we have to choose him. We have to choose against ourselves, against making the world primary. We have to choose him and his life. We have to, as St. Paul clearly says, die to ourselves and arise in a new life. God will not take that freedom away from us. That fact lies at the heart of our Orthodox Christian faith. It is up to us whether we choose to die and arise with him. Christ is risen, but have we arisen in his new life? Or do we prefer a life without his interference? A life where our life is not the eternal life of God, but is only that life that we have, the life of the body, which will gradually run out and come to an end. The choice is ours. The Son of God entered into our humanity, and he entered into death itself. He knows death from the inside. Unlike any other human person, he did not know death until his body died. Before his body died, there was no death in him. There is death in us. But there was no sin in him. When we touch sin, we touch death. When we touch sin, we choose something other than Christ God. We choose something other than life. We choose ourselves and a life separate from God. A freedom and independence from the source of life itself. And spiritually, we die inside of ourselves. Repentance turns that around. That's what it's for. This is a very different way of understanding the fullness of the Christian faith and why Christ came into the world and what salvation is. St. Nikolai Velimirovich says that for him who created the earth from nothing and man's body from the earth, there is no difference between the earth as the grave after the body dies and the body as the earthen grave of a man who does not live by the Holy Spirit God breathed into us at the beginning. We are made of earth. Without God's divine life in us, we die. The first parents turned away from God as the source of life, and so they began to die. The first people lived longer because the life of God that echo was within the human body. But he is the only source of life. He did not create us for the separation of body and soul. He did not create us to live a life where the true spirit of the divine is not living in us. That is the death that he came to deal with. Without the new life that Christ brings to us, we are only living the brief life of this body. Only those who arise in him before the body dies will arise to celebrate his glory at the end. Orthodox are adamant about the necessity to begin to live eternal life now, however haltingly we may be in the living of that life, however many times we have to return and repent of having forgotten, of having become caught up in the things of the world, having been caught up in the temptations of this life that encourage us constantly to forget the true life that we can be living. Against all of the disorientation, chaos, and evil of the world. We don't need to be one with all of that. The refuge is the life that Christ God brings to us and puts into our flesh, the flesh of our humanity, so that we can take his life into ourselves and begin living a meaningful and eternal life now, a life that no tragedy can stand against. St. Nikolai says of Jesus Christ that coming on the earth, he paid two visits to men. First, to those living in the grave of the body, those of us still living the life of the body. And secondly, those in the grave of the earth. And that happens with his crucifixion and death, with his descent into Hades. He had already visited those who were dead. All of the living that he met, who did not have the life of God in them, to enable them to live a life that is of ultimate value, a life that is without end. St. Nikolai says that concern for the dead is God's only concern. It is the only concern that he has. You know, we pray to God sometimes for the things of this world, and he ignores us unless gaining them might be for our salvation and teach us a lesson. He is not concerned to prosper us in this life in a way that encourages us to forget about the true meaning of life. His only concern is for the dead. Those of us who are spiritually dead inside of us, those of us who are plagued by the presence of death in the world, and that's all of us. All except this concern that God has to deal with death. Dealing with death at a physical level was no problem for him. He did it. Holy Saturday, arose from the dead, Christ is risen. But dealing with the death inside of us, the lack of acceptance of the Holy Spirit of God and turning away from the spirit of the world and self-love, that is not something that he can do for us. There is a life beyond this life, beyond the life that we live on our own terms, this brief life that will pass away. But it's up to us to choose and participate in that life. And to do so, we have to die to that life of self-affirmation, that life of self-love. Often we are pious and respectful to God. And we go and we pray to him, basically, if you translated it into real terms, that he might let us live our life on our own terms, that he might give us the things that we want for this life, that he might give us power and control and a better way of life in this world. Is God concerned with that? He is concerned with the fact that that is what we are concerned with, because it has something to do with a living death that is in us, that prefers a life that has a period at the end beyond which there is nothing. That is his concern. Our sense is that Christ is risen, but often I prefer the brief life of my body that ends to a life that ends life independent of him. That's what we choose. That's what was chosen in the beginning. A life independent of God is short and leads to death. Paraphrasing St. Luke, St. Nikolai said, "What great joy there is in heaven over one dead man who comes to life, over one sinner who repents of his life or some act or some thought that was separate or contrary to Christ's life. This repentance gives God greater joy than 99 spiritually perfect angels who need no repentance. But for us to turn from a life where we choose against life, and then suddenly we repent of that, and fill our lives with the presence of a divine life, the brightness that results is the brightness of Christ having risen in our life, and it is available to us constantly. And each time we choose in that way, it is an example of Christ having arisen in us. Our redeemed humanity is alive in Christ, and is available to us every hour, every minute of every day. He came and he died, not so that at the end of our physical life we might not go to hell. He came and he died that we might not live a life of living death and arise in him. Christ is risen, but have we arisen in him? Or do we await the death of the body, hoping that the worldly life that we have for now might somehow go on forever? Every time we remember him and his life and choose him and his life over and over and over again, because it is a living choice, an ongoing choice, not a one-time choice, and you're saved forever. We continue to live. We continue to choose. We continue to either affirm the world and ourselves or him. And every time we affirm him, we are renewed, we are refreshed with the new risen life of Christ. And so I say, as a caution, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.